AI Intelligence Briefing, May 11, 2026. Welcome to the Code Mingle AI Podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. I'm your host, and today is Monday, May 11th, 2026. We have a packed issue covering everything from frontier model reliability to massive context windows and the shifting landscape of global AI hardware. First up, OpenAI has officially launched GPT-5 Instant. While many expected a massive jump in parameter count, OpenAI has taken a different route. This model is all about reliability. With a 52.5% reduction in hallucinations, it's designed for autonomous project execution. Developers can now use it for multi-file refactoring with near-zero error rates. It's a huge step for agentic workflows where trust is more important than raw creative output. Speaking of powerful models, Anthropic's latest internal project, Mythos, is causing quite a stir in Washington. It's reportedly capable of finding complex software vulnerabilities in seconds. Anthropic is keeping it under wraps due to national security risks, but there are whispers that the NSA is already using it for automated audits. On the open source front, Meta has just dropped the Llama 4 series. The standout here is Llama 4 Scout, which features a staggering 10 million token context window. Imagine feeding an entire code base or a day's worth of video into a single prompt. They achieved this using hierarchical sparse attention, which keeps the compute costs manageable even at that scale. In hardware news, NVIDIA is now shipping the Blackwell Ultra B300 in volume. It's got 288 GB of HBM3E memory, specifically tuned for these new long context and agentic workloads. But looking further ahead, they've started sampling the Rubin architecture. This will be the first to feature HBM4 and the new Vera CPU, promising a massive leap in efficiency as we move toward AGI scale infrastructure. Finally, we have to talk about the Match Act. This bipartisan legislation has effectively locked down export controls on semiconductor equipment. As a result, NVIDIA's market share in China has effectively hit zero. We're seeing a permanent split in the global AI market, with Western labs scaling on Rubin and Chinese labs focusing on extreme efficiency and local hardware like the Huawei Ascend 1010. That's it for today's briefing. Don't forget to check out the full newsletter on the Code Mingle site and take the interactive quiz to test your knowledge. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.